This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. There are more than 345,000 deaths globally from COVID-19, nearly 98,000 in the United States. There are more than 5.4 million confirmed infections around the world and more than 1.6 million in the U.S. A key U.S. coronavirus official voiced serious concerns about Americans failing to take the highly contagious disease seriously enough as the country begins to reopen its commercial and recreational life. Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House coronavirus response coordinator, told Fox News Sunday that she's very concerned about people going out without special distancing, staying at least 2 meters away from others to curb the chances of passing on the disease. In some states, the number of new cases has diminished, but not everywhere. Authorities say the number of new cases is especially concerning in two of the country's biggest cities, that's Los Angeles and Chicago, along with Washington, D.C., the nation's capital. Health experts say the death toll could reach more than 140,000 by early August. President Trump on Friday ordered the country's 50 states' governors to reopen houses of worship, although legal experts say he lacked the authority to do so. In some states, coronavirus restrictions allowed stores and restaurants to begin to reopen with restrictions, but not churches, synagogues, and mosques. The White House on Sunday broadened its travel ban against countries hard hit by the coronavirus by denying admission to foreigners who have been in Brazil the 2 weeks before they sought entry to the U.S. President Donald Trump has now banned travel from China, Europe, and the United Kingdom. He had said last week that he was considering similar actions for Brazil. The restrictions are scheduled to take effect late Thursday. The U.S. leads the world in the number of confirmed cases, followed by Brazil, now Latin America's hardest hit country. This is VOA News.